Welcome, all you Plus Two Comedy Modifiers, to another episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. Coming to you late because, you know, Christmas. I'm your host, as always, TV's Noah Houlihan. And before we get to our fantastic episode with Maddie Orania Discoteca, I said that wrong. I have to tell you about some upcoming shows. January 4th through the 7th, we will be at MAGFest down in Maryland. So please come and see us. We will be doing Game the Gamer for the first time at MAGFest. Plus, I will be hosting and headlining, hey, MagLaughs down at MAGFest. And also, Laura Prince of Plus Two Comedy will be appearing at the Improv Show. So be sure to check us out at MAGFest. For more information, go to magfest.org. We are also happy to say that we are going to KatoriCon on January 6th at what used to be Gloucester County College, now part of Rowan University. We will be doing the charity auction, we'll be doing stand-up comedy, and we'll be doing the Plus Two Comedy dating game. For more information on that, Google KatoriCon. Trust me, it's easier. Now, I know that those dates are on top of each other, so to finally announce how we're going to be doing this, I will be leading Team MAGFest along with Laura Prince as we head on down to MAGFest. Will Leon will be heading Team KatoriCon with the returning Vegas Lancaster. So, see us at either of these shows, or both if you're a crazy person. But either way, come and see us at either MAGFest or KatoriCon. And now, without any further ado, take it away.
Who's ready for a podcast? No one. No one is ready for a podcast. Who's here to do other things currently being annoyed by a podcast? All righty. This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast coming to you live from Gamers Vault. That's 175 Route 70 in Medford, New Jersey. I'm your host, as always, TV's Noah Houlihan, joined by the porg to my Chewbacca, Mr. William. How you doing, Will?
I'm sick.
All right.
I'm going to be a real drag tonight.
Excellent. I'm excited. I'm glad to hear it. Our guest this week runs the Adventure Zone cosplay group. Please give it up for Maddie Orania Discoteca.
Hail and well met, my dudes.
did you say your name was Maddie, or did Noah just change your name?
My name is it's Madison, but Maddie works.
Okay. Okay. I just thought he was just completely disrespecting your name.
Nah, you're good.
And shifting it.
I mean, I did add Discoteca to
it. I mean, at least you're not calling me, like, Nadia or something like that.
That would be wrong.
That's true. Yeah. I'm being very accurate.
I feel like you should be warned. Noah is a big wrestling fan.
Okay.
And he frequently brings professional wrestlers onto the show.
Okay.
And then they have conversations that I don't know what they're talking about. So I thought it'd only be fair. Noah's never listened to an episode of The Adventure Zone.
Oh, boy.
And so I want him to be completely left out while we talk about the second greatest role-playing podcast out there, aside from Jeff Stormer's Party of One.
So this entire podcast is just to be mean to me?
Yes.
Okay. Will, here's your Christmas present.
Oh, yay.
That's for you.
This still counts as mean from you because I don't have your Christmas present.
Can you open it now?
Yeah, all right.
For the people listening, he's opening a box.
Yeah, I'm opening. Ooh, it's frat. I like the box more than what's in here because
you haven't opened it yet.
A very alarmed.
So upset.
Yeah, he's a dying cup. Oop.
Yeah, pull
it's
the
just a puzzle.
Find your thing.
That's so cute.
Oh, it's so poignant.
I don't know what the
they're probably advertising the person that made a taco cup.
I don't understand that, but I know it's a thing you like. So I thought
I sound like my parents every Christmas when I was a child.
So since we're going to be talking about the Adventure Zone, I was wondering if you guys could explain that mug to me first.
Do you think it's about?
What do I think it's about?
Yeah.
Well, it's clearly the Taco Bell logo.
Mm-hmm.
Thacko is...
No.
You want to try that again?
Yeah. Think about...
Orania Discoteca.
Want to try that again?
Just try to pronounce that word.
Thacko. What's wrong?
Taco. why would there be a Taco Bell symbol
in the Adventure Zone? Well, I know that It comes from a version of D&D. I forget which one.
5e.
Second edition?
It's fifth edition.
5e. I'm sorry?
It's 5e.
Fifth edition. The current. Fifth.
And their ruling is that 20s are now botches, right? You want to roll under?
No.
Or is that... That's second edition.
Wow, you were.
Wow.
No.
Oh, no.
You're thinking of the THACO D&D system, which was like, I believe the first. Jesse would know better. The second, which is a garbage reverse number thing. It's taco. You just pronounce that taco. It's a character. And his name is Taco.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with the things I was
No, thinking. You're like, you just went out on a.
Oh, I knew the Adventure Zone was a D&D podcast. I thought it had something to do with THACO.
Nope.
I asked you guys to explain it to me.
I just wanted to know what you thought. Taco is a character, and he's a wizard, so there's a little wizard hat, and he's from TV. He keeps saying he's from TV, and the GM keeps subtly making it out that it was like a touring caravan show, because TV doesn't exist, but it's kind of...
Yeah. He makes it work. I mean, it could be considered TV. It's on a stagecoach, and it travels, and people watch it for entertainment.
But that doesn't make it TV.
Listen, you take what you get and you run with it. That's how D&D works.
Very true, very true.
All right, I guess so.
But you are a cosplayer for a podcast, which I feel like would be difficult since it is an audio medium.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, but, you know, I make it work.
Do you, like, dress as a... Audacity file?
So, I wish. God. Congrats. You just made my next cost plan. I was going to be Taco from Taco Bell, but change of plans.
MP3.
But change of plans. So, everything's based on interpretation, which is what I like about it. And when I run the Instagrams very specifically, and I help moderate the Facebook page for the cosplayers.
Right.
And all of my moderators help out, and they all cosplay, and everything's based on interpretation. So they give you the race, which is a drow, and then you just run with it and you do what you think would look the best. There is some art for it, and a lot of people go off of art that some of the Tumblr users do, but a lot of people will just go with what they think and run with it.
Okay, all right, so it's a lot of just, you know, I believe this character looks like this.
Yeah, like, this is a high elf character, so I want them to have blonde hair, and I want them to have golden eyes, you know.
Okay, because I've seen people get into arguments in the Night Vale community about this exact thing.
Well, the difference, I guess...
I think the Taz community is a little more laid back.
That, not even that. I think it's just because of the time that Night Vale came out that it wasn't really... a lot of people were like, well, you need to look exactly like the character. And a lot of elitism was going around. I very specifically run a positivity blog. Okay. So... I'm all about celebrating everyone's interpretations and everyone's looks, because it's just every day that I, like, get submissions, I get so floored by all the cosplayers that come to me and just show me their cosplays and, like, how different their approaches are. And, like, I think it's really cool, and, like, I really appreciate that the creativity that the fandom has to offer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why aren't I on your Instagram
You actually
page?
Are.
Oh, am I? Okay,
yeah. So.
I just assumed.
No, I featured you back when GKE was still a thing. So
it's still a thing.
It's still a thing, but not
active.
It's not
happening.
Right now.
We burned it to the ground.
I mean, we really did bring the house down.
There was a fire.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle of the burlesque show that I was in. It was awful.
Oh really?
Yeah, I
you
was
in it.
Yeah, I performed with the burlesque troupe.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
What group are you with?
I'm with Pleasant Nightmare Entertainment.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know of them. I did.
Yeah, I was like in my lingerie and just standing in the freezing cold.
Mm-hmm. It was.
You probably weren't the
freezing.
Only one.
No, I was not,
and
the
not
only
just
one.
From the burlesque show.
No.
Just in general.
Mm-hmm. It's very cold. Very, very cold.
So you run this group and your burlesque dancer, which is news.
Yeah.
I wish I had known earlier. I would have prepared more questions regarding that.
You just come up with them right now.
Come up with them as you go.
Yeah. What do you think all that lead-in was? That's
I thought you had prepared nothing but THACO questions.
Yeah.
And ruin that.
But why the Adventure Zone specifically?
So I've always loved the McElroy brothers.
The who?
The McElroy.
The McElroy brothers?
I pronounce it. Okay, listen.
Are you just going to be a jerk about pronunciations
listen,
this whole show?
Listen, I'm really
show?
Bad at pronouncing
you
things.
You made up a name for her.
I try my best.
But they say it.
I know, but I have auditory processing issues, so leave me alone.
Please stop making fun of her brain.
Please stop making fun of me.
Jeez.
I'm sensitive.
Unbelievable. Chat, please include your hatred George Will in
this. No, hold on. I'm going to dig a deeper hole. Your auditory processing issue is that you hear the way that they say it?
No, just
and then
some
you
things
hear
sound
it the way
differently.
It's spelled?
No, some things are sound differently. So, like, if I see McElroy, I think McElroy, not McElroy.
But you hear...
I hear it differently. I literally will just hear it differently.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird.
So you have like a
welcome to my brain.
So you have like an auditory
welcome
dyslexia.
To my twisted bagel.
That would be a
pretzel.
Would that be?
A pretzel.
A pretzel.
It would be a pretzel.
It's different bread though, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's the same bread. It's a hard bread and then soft on the inside. That's what a bagel is. Hard outside, soft inside.
Do they?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if they were boiled, so fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then why aren't bagels brown?
So the reason
I want to talk about the Adventure Zone,
yeah,
which is the thing I don't know anything about.
So back to it.
But
I just
listened to all of it, so I want to talk about pretzels.
Also, Monster Factory was like my very first introduction to Justin and Griffin. Mm-hmm. And I just fell in love with them from that. And like I've met so many amazing people, like my mod Sith Thigh cosplay and Catastrophic cosplay and Sad Peach Baby. Like they all like their content and like just I've made so many friends from this. And I'm just like it just floors me every day. Like every day I wake up and I like have a bunch of messages and it's just like, whoa, it's really, really humbling and jarring.
Yeah.
And my Max Fun introduction was the Judge John Hodgman show,
mm-hmm.
which then got me into Jordan Jesse Go. And that's all I listened to. I didn't like my brother and me.
Yeah.
And I know I'm wrong, but I don't. And so
it's not for everyone. Like I definitely fall asleep.
Definitely not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I fall asleep to them more often than not. But like Sawbones is my life.
Sawbones.
I love weird
Sawbones
medical
is
things.
Great.
I love weird medical things, and it's hysterical.
They were in the Philly Podcast Festival, and I was real upset because I got booked to be on a show. And I was like, I was poorly attended. It's like, well, Sawbones was in another building. I was like, Sawbones is here?
I was here?
What are we
Sawbones was here and I missed it.
No one wants to see me.
And I used to say I didn't like the first episode of The Adventure Zone I listened to.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh, screw the show. And then, I don't know, like two or three, like right before maybe 2 months before GKE, my girlfriend made me listen to it. And I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever listened to. And then I recently found out I didn't listen to the first episode of The Adventure Zone.
Which
I listened. There's another podcast about a dude that travels through like a time or like a portal and takes his podcasting equipment to a D&D world. I don't remember the name of it.
I know that show.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I hate that show.
Not
I hate it so much that I hated The Adventure Zone.
And the Adventure Zone is complete, right? It's
yes.
over?
Well, the
The first arc is over.
Yeah, so their first arc was them playing D&D. I forget how many things there were.
There was around 50, I believe.
I was going to say, like, chapters, because it was all
the
artifacts. And now I forget how many there were.
So, there'd be Gerblins, Pedal to the Metal, Stolen Century. I'm going out of order.
That's fine.
Stolen Century. The finale, I don't really count it as its own chapter.
Yeah. It was...
The Suffering Game. The 11th Hour. And the Crystal Kingdom. I think that's 6, maybe 7, if you count all the, like the side episodes.
Yeah.
So seven.
So they
arcs.
Did like a 6-chapter, yeah, arc. There was like 50 episodes or so, and then they ended it. And now they're gonna do another like big story arc. They've been trying to figure out what they're gonna do with it, and so they said they're gonna do little arcs. So
okay.
They did a superhero one based off of a different roleplay system.
And then Clint ran that one. Their dad ran that one. And that one, I liked it. I couldn't get into it as much because superheroes aren't my thing. But, like, mm-hmm. It was very, very good. Clint is a very good DM.
See, I didn't like him as a DM as much.
He's a very good DM just because, like, I've DM'd with, like, a whole bunch of other people before. So,
no,
like...
I'm sure every one of them is 3 to 30 times better than any GM I've ever had.
Yeah, really. Like, gosh, I'm about them. I want them to run a game for me. Gosh, I would be about that.
I don't think I've ever had a GM where I'm like, I want to do this thing that's not in the rules, and have a GM go, no, I'm into this.
No,
which
I do that all the
every time.
Time
Griffin says.
I run a group right now with all the Taz Adamans in it, and I always am like, you want to do what? Let's do it. What do you want to do?
That sounds like a great like Omaze raffle for them to do. It's like, yeah, we'll GM your...
We'll GM like a small session for you. That'd be so good.
Get on it. That'd be great for charity.
Yeah, you're welcome.
At Griffin.
McElroy Brothers.
Get on it.
Make it happen. So tell me more about your burlesque.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is the name of the podcast I hate.
Yes, it is.
I hope Jeff doesn't run that. Or
so
someone we know.
What do you want to know about burlesque?
How long have you been doing it?
Well, I haven't been doing it for crazy long. I'm actually like one of the newer members. However, I have a lot of dance background. I did a lot of ballet when I was younger. And I really like the art form of burlesque.
Okay.
So getting into it was really easy, and performing was really easy, and it was really like cool seeing how into it people were getting.
How does one get into it? Does it? By the way, it sounds like the ceiling's about to cave in on us. So if that happens,
well, I lived a good life.
We were not smart enough to move. Mm-mm. When we heard that noise.
So getting into it varies from troop to troop. I know. Some troops require that you kitten for a couple of years to kind of learn the ropes of it. Kittening is the art, like you clean up after the stage. So like the people that run up and clean up the stage afterwards, they collect tips, they talk to the audience members, they sell merch.
Kitten's not known for their cleaning or intern skills.
Yeah, but we got to have like a cute term for them. Some people call them puppies.
See, puppies are even worse. I feel like.
Yeah, but what about cute terms for them?
In
helper
wrestling,
monkeys are pretty cute.
In wrestling, they're called greenies.
That's kind of cute.
But some people require you do that, and then you have to make an audition tape, and you have to like audition.
Okay.
What I did was I met my troop leader at a con, and I was telling her about like all my background and how I really wanted to get back into like performing again. And she offered me a spot on the troop, like a temporary spot that I perform at GKE, and then we see where I go from there. And
okay.
I nailed
it.
It
was outside.
Yeah, and then it was outside in the cold, and she said, you know
burned
what?
It down.
You did it. You're in.
Now, were you doing something nerdy or with it?
We do themes. So our theme for that one was Dia de los Muertos. So I did like a very Corpse Bride-y kind of thing.
Oh, way cool.
And then we have another routine or another performance coming up, hopefully at GenreCon. And we'll
GenreCon?
Be doing. Yeah, it's in New York. It's in Troy, New York.
That's an interesting one. It celebrates different genres?
I think so, yeah. I haven't looked into the con much. I was just told, hey, our theme is villains. Good luck. And I was like, guess I'm doing my Tamatoa routine.
I'm glad I don't know who that is.
He's from Moana.
I haven't
seen
the crab.
Moana.
The crab.
Oh, he's so shiny.
He's so shiny, and I love him. He's wonderful. I love him. Protect him at all costs.
Yes. He's Jermaine Clements.
Doesn't sound like a villain.
Yeah, I get you.
All right. Spoilies, I guess.
Nah.
No. No, he's pretty obvious. Look, it's just a cool thing that happens, okay?
He's not even like the main villain, which is like the best thing.
You get real angry for no reason.
But yeah, the Adventure Zone is really great. I really appreciate it. Love everyone.
So I got to ask you about your tattoos.
Yeah, which one? I have so many.
Because I saw the Hamilton ones.
Yeah.
Which the audience is super into.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the cat is...
I have a cat,
is that
yeah.
The cowardly dog cat?
No, it is... I got a Friday the 13th tattoo, and they were like, here, get a cat. And I was like, I love cats. Obviously, I really
wait,
love cats.
Wait, no, that sentence made no sense.
Yeah, wait.
We're going to have to go back and talk about it. You got a Friday the 13th tattoo.
Yeah.
And then they were like... They threw in a cat tattoo?
No. So a cat was on their sheet. So when you get a Friday the 13th tattoo, it's like a flash sheet. And they had like a black cat on their thing. And I was like,
so
I love cats.
Like a deal?
Yeah, it's like $13 for a tattoo. But it's $20 altogether if you include tip.
What if you don't include tip? And
then don't
go
then
back.
This has
monster.
Nothing to do with Jason Voorhees.
You are a monster if you don't tip your tattoo artist.
I was making a joke. I thought you were going to show me, like, a Jason Voorhees tattoo in a moment. Like,
no.
And then
I
got a cat.
I have a planchette one on my thigh, though. It's like
a planchette?
So the planchette is the thing that you move around on the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it says poltergeist underneath of it.
Okay.
I was really into
But wouldn't you only be able to see the one letter?
No. You can see, like, it's written on, like, the bottom. I'd roll up my pants, but it's a little little hard.
The most difficult reveal.
Yeah. Here you go. Good luck. But yeah, I'm a tattooed cosplayer, and it's very, very hard.
Yeah, you got to cover a lot of...
Actually, no, I do not cover my tattoos, because my entire thing with cosplay is that my cosplay does not define my body. And
okay.
I'm all about body positivity, and I'm really about like getting tattoos and adding tattoos to your characters and just loving your body and just doing the characters anyways, because it's for fun. I'm not trying to be famous. I'm not trying to like have a Negri effect. I'm trying to have a good time. And if I have tattoos, I mean, I guess Tinkerbell has tattoos now.
See, I just get tattoos that my characters have. So I have Hench for Life on my tummy.
Yes.
And then I have...
It says Atred right here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
H over his face.
And then I have me... I have Rancor Heart Forever on my arm.
Yeah?
There's the Rancor Keeper from Return of the Jedi.
I'm impressed.
She's not impressed.
No, not at all. I was a progressive child, and I assumed that... Because have you seen Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Okay. When the Rancor dies and that dude cries, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that was his wife. And my parents were like, I don't think so. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure they were together.
I'm sure this happened. I'm positive.
I was actually just having a conversation with my fiance about interspecies relationships in the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are there any? Apparently there's a bunch.
Well, yeah, I know that, God, I hate everything I know about Star Wars. The Wolfman in the cantina in New Hope.
Yeah.
And he looks at a snake monster.
Yeah.
Him and the snake monster are in a relationship.
Interesting.
It's a lady snake monster.
I was told that Jabba the Hutt finds humans attractive.
Yeah, bipedal women attractive.
Because he's so ashamed of his own body.
Huh. I didn't know that. Actually, I knew the Hutts thought he was weird. Because that was always my argument, that in sci-fi, humans are the base attractiveness.
Right.
And people are like, well, what about other species? I'm like, Jabba wanted ladies, not slug monsters.
Yeah.
But apparently Jabba was a weird fetishist to slug people.
You know what? Aren't you
glad you decided to come on our show?
Oh, man. It's going to...
No, I think it was just Jabba. They thought he was weird. This is something we need to suss out.
I feel like this is like an 18-plus discussion.
So listen, we like to geek out on this show. And we do it with the same call, what you watch and what you read and what you play. It's where we talk about what we're watching, what we're reading, what we're playing. Maddie, you're new to the group. What
okay.
have you been watching?
What have I been watching? Oh, no. I haven't been watching a lot of things. I've been busy.
Subtle dig at us.
Sorry, I have so much going on. I don't have time.
Well,
I've watched a lot.
I'm low-key a really busy person, so whenever I can watch things, I do. I've been watching a lot of The Ghost Adventures because I really, really love my sweet boys.
Is The Ghost Adventures?
Is Ghost Adventures the real douchey-haired
yeah,
gentleman?
Yeah, okay, the one that's like, I'm Zach Bagans and these are my Ghost Adventures.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched one episode, and it was him... It's a ghost chase.
Okay, so Ghost Adventures... Thing. The Ghost Adventures are... basically, the Jersey Shore meets ghost hunting, and it's wonderful. It's so cringy,
right,
and
I'm
love
I'm
it.
I'm sold. This sounds great already.
Literally, they say at one point, he's like, fight me! You want to fight me? And he's like yelling at ghosts to fight him.
He's just yelling at the wall?
Yeah. He got under an axe in one. It was like a haunted axe that somebody
it
used
swings
to
down,
people.
And he was like, just do
no,
it.
No, it does nothing.
He was like, it apparently falls down on people.
He props it up, and he like puts his knee under. He's like, just
do
fall
it.
On me! He's like an intern pushing a little bit.
So it's more like ghost hunting meets Jackass.
Yeah, but like Jersey Shore because they're all like those frat boys. And I love it. I super love it because they're just so cringe.
I like the jacket. Like what if they just drove like golf carts through haunted houses? Like real disrespectful.
Set off firecrackers in it. You like that, ghost? You like that?
Knock over some tombstones.
We call this provocation. They don't even say provoking, right? They're like, we call this provocation. This is a way to anger the ghosts so they lash out on us. And it's just like, okay. Sure, Jan.
We're going to look into the mirror and say Candyman three times, and then we're going to hit him with this bucket of water. He's going to look like an idiot. I could have done better with that joke.
You should
yeah,
have said
really,
a big fist comes out.
Really, really could have tried harder, but I'm proud of you. You made it. You made it to the end of the road. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So, is this on Sci-Fi or?
I literally watch it on Comcast because I have no life.
Gotcha.
But when I do watch it, I literally I'll put on Ghost Adventures and then I'll go through the Instagram and just be like, who needs to be posted today? And
yeah. I watch a lot of things as background noise. So
yeah.
I totally understand
so like, that. I don't like religiously follow shows. Like Game of Thrones is like the only one that I'm like. about, but that's not on season.
That you dab in front of?
What no, I get like.
Describe that emotion.
I call this the sponge gar emotion, where he's
the
like,
sponge gar.
Sponge guard?
The sponge gar meme, where he's like, oh.
Yeah, oh, gotcha.
Sponge gar. Oh. Like, I think his name is SpongeBob.
No, sponge gar is like the primitive SpongeBob.
Yeah, when he's the caveman.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a huge meme. I'm really about
memes.
When a memes.
Thing got you like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Really about memes. I really like memes.
It's all right. They're good. Dank memes are great.
Name two dank memes.
Two dank memes?
Sponge Brom and doggy.
Douche?
Yes. That's
there you go.
Yeah, I'm an idiot because I didn't say taco.
And I can't say McElroy's, right? Yeah. Okay.
You did. No, wait, did you?
No.
Ah, you mackerel. Got me doing it now. The Mackerel Boys.
The Mackerel Boys. That's their new nickname. I cannot believe.
Ooh, I really like Mackerel Boys.
Mackerel Boys.
Mackerel
like
Boys.
Good Mackerel Boys.
Good Boys.
I might get a Mackerel Boys tattoo now.
Good.
That's how much I like that.
Good.
And it just, mackerel is a fish, so I'm just going to get a fish, and then in its stripes, it'll say Mackerel Boys.
All right, I'll hold you to it.
Yeah, well. Guess you, just make sure you tip your tattoo artist.
Yeah,
$7. That's what they're getting.
No, it's 20% at minimum.
No, you said $7. Hold on.
So 13 out of $7. So you're paying 13 for the tattoo.
7 is not 20%.
It's a little bit over.
13.
It's a little bit over. It's a little bit much.
It's more than 50%.
Yeah, listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you do flash tattoos, you're doing like 80 a day, like 80 people in one day, and like they're gonna make you tip a little bit higher. You dip a little higher. Just, you know.
So they're like halfway through and they're like, so what are you thinking about tip-wise?
No, usually
and you're like, ooh, pretty high.
It's usually a preset tip, so they're like, it's $20 altogether.
So they are doing it up front.
Yeah, so that's you have smart. To do the upfront cash. So it's like, it's $20 altogether. It's 13 for the tattoo, 7 for tip.
Cool. Yeah. And this has been Tattoo Corner. No, you had a segment you were in the middle of?
So I saw Star Wars.
So Star Wars.
Did you see Star Wars?
I did not see the new one, if that's what you're talking about. Because,
yes.
Well, which Star Wars do you think we're talking about?
I don't know. Maybe one of the other ones.
Like, I really wanted to talk about Revenge of the Sith out of nowhere.
I don't know a lot about
Star
Wars.
No, I'll talk about any Star Wars.
I don't know a lot about Star Wars.
That's fine.
I just know General Leia is awesome.
That's true. Correct.
True. That is accurate.
And I believe that Kylo Ren was ripped before anyone else was.
I mean, he is ripped.
He's shredded.
Yes.
He is shredded.
Correct.
Matt, yes. The radar technician, believed in him before anyone else did.
So do you...
Why would you be in good shape if you were a Jedi? If you can lift stuff with your mind while you're also like, I should hit the
waves. Well, isn't it like an entire thing of training your body and mind?
Yeah, Yoda makes Luke like do sprints and stuff.
Yeah, make him do burpees.
I mean, I think he's probably doing that for like
is
fun.
Is it all CrossFit, you think?
Yeah, that's why people do CrossFit.
Oh,
it gives you
that's how they become Jedi.
Now, Will, I know you saw it.
I did.
And we're going to try to have a spoiler-free mm-hmm. discussion.
Good luck.
What were your thoughts on it?
I really liked it.
I really liked
there
it,
there was
too.
A couple of prequel-y parts. BB-8, far too capable at doing things. I was not a fan of that.
You thought BB-8 was too awesome?
Not, like, yes, R2 could taser a teddy bear. And that was fun. BB-8 like took out like 4 armed guards.
Yeah.
No, I didn't like that.
It was awesome.
That was silly.
Someone gave him a handful of chains and he turned it into a machine gun. Mm-hmm. He's the best.
Yeah, it's a little prequel. I still like the movie. I wasn't like this just ruined it. Like every other person on the internet.
I will say my experience I don't want to spoil the movie, but I do want to talk about my movie theater experience. One, I saw it in RPX, which I had never done before, where the seat vibrates.
Oh, those are fun.
So it feels like a Disney ride, but most Disney rides aren't 2.5 hours long. So, like, 2 hours into this, I was like, well, you could turn it off now. It's like, all right, I get it. The spaceship's moving. It's enough. But we got there. We got the popcorn and the soda, and they're like, we have commemorative cups. And I was like, all right, hit me with those commemorative cups. And a commemorative bucket with handles, so the popcorn just kind of fell out and left a trail wherever I walked. And then they tried to sell us a remote control BB-8 for $96 at the concession stand.
Did you buy it?
No!
Why?
I probably
because I was going to see a movie.
Why?
Because I could have played with BB-8. One of
yeah, you literally could have.
The film?
He could have rolled up.
You could have, like LARPed out the movie you were
yeah,
watching.
You could have. Opportunity if, missed.
No, don't give me that look. Imagine if a child had been doing that sitting next to us. We would have hated that child.
Yeah, but imagine if you had been doing
that would be amazing.
It would be awesome.
Shame.
I like The Last Jedi. We'll probably talk about it more in depth
later
next week to give it kind of a window because we are in a store.
And this has been the segment where we exclude the guest from a conversation.
I don't know a lot about Star Wars.
I
can talk about D&D, though.
All right. Well, let's talk about D&D then.
No.
Screw the reading segment.
No.
Just say Player's Handbook, and then we'll talk about D&D.
So Player's Handbook.
Nice. All right. We're going to talk about D&D.
My show.
I just made a new ranger.
I'm the captain now.
I looked her in the eyes when she said it, so that makes her the captain. So
she's Tom Hanks now. I don't know what to talk about.
Uh-huh.
D&D.
Yeah, talk about D&D if you're taking over the show.
Have you played the experimental ranger rules?
I don't roll that. I didn't roll experimental ranger. Right now, I'm actually getting ready to run a game of Changeling.
Okay, Changeling's a great game. That is in the World of Darkness setting, Noah, that you are mildly familiar with.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't need the condensation.
All right, you're back out. So, Noah's out.
So with Changeling, what it is about is this game is everyone knows what a Changeling is. If you don't know what it is, Google search it.
Then you should just not talk anymore on this podcast.
So you are a Changeling you are a human or whatever race you're deciding to play, stuck in the Fey realm, and you are you've gone through this horrific torture. Like, they are not nice to human children. They use them for body parts, they use them for their blood, they put them in the Eternal Hunt just for fun and games, and your campaign is the group of people that manages to get out of the fairy world. However, your Changeling doppelganger is still on this plane of existence, and you have to kill them and take their place while dealing with all this PTSD.
You don't have to do that.
You don't have to.
You could just go live another life.
Yeah, you could live another life, but if they see you, they're going to be like, oh, time to kill. Or drag you back to the Fey realm. You know, whatever works. Whatever's first.
I was a hunting hound for a David Bowie. I don't know what else you call them.
And fairy?
Yeah. An arch David Bowie.
Okay.
An arch David Bowie. Amazing.
doing the wild hunt thing. And then we had a character who joined the group and he didn't know anything about our characters, made a kid who had to play the fox in a hunt. So then we just decided that that was the guy I used to hunt for eternity and kill, and it made a real interesting interaction for a while.
Currently, the D&D game that I'm running, they're going to fight the God of Pain. And, I hate doing the voice I do for the Pain God, but it's literally, pain, suffering, agony, and that's it. Like, he just yells that all the time, and they're like, we're going to kill this bad dude. He's a crazy old man. Are you sure you want to do that? You positive?
Sounds okay. So similar to Painbot from
Painbot
from Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, it's literally Painbot.
You could just stop doing that voice. You're in charge of it.
See,
you
I already
just be
said,
like Pain.
Sorry.
This is how I talk now.
Character change. Good luck.
I summoned a legend.
Delicious.
Much better.
It's magically delicious.
I sound like the woman that runs the Adventure Zone cosplay
that didn't
page.
Cost me a turn.
I sound like the person that runs Awesome Taz. Speaking of which, I am running the Secret Santa for the Taz community right now, and I'm also running
in
a giveaway.
In a D&D campaign? Or
no, like in real life. Like I am running a Secret Santa, and I keep getting, like, all the people who are getting their gifts are sending me their photos, and nothing is more heartwarming than seeing all these people, like someone hand painted them like a gift, like a taco, like a huge portrait of Taco. Another girl made a scrapbook of all this girl's cosplays and like framed like a whole bunch of pictures, and like it's really heartwarming, and I like want to cry because without Sith Side cosplay, Mod Tam, and Catastrophic cosplay, and Sad Peach Baby, I honestly could not have gotten as far as I have on this Instagram, because there's 800 people, and I get 20 to 50 submissions a day, of people wanting to be debuted. So without them, I literally would not have been able to get this far. And with how fast it boomed, because right when GKE happened, I was just starting. I was maybe like a week into running it, and I already had like 500 followers.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then it's now like been a month, and I'm nearing to 1,000 right now. And I am fully confident by KatsuCon I'm going to have around 2,000 followers. And without my moderators, I literally would not be able to do anything. I'd be swamped and like overwhelmed and just never touch it again.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's great that you were able to build a community so quickly of supportive, you know,
yeah,
decent humans.
Well, again, it's based around a podcast that has a theme and a reason to happen.
Yeah, and like the cosplay community is really, really scary sometimes. Mm-hmm. So at least being able to put some positivity in and being like, hey, I really, really like, when I posted yours up, I specifically pointed out your armor for your Magnus, because I like a lot of cosplayers put a lot of detail into all their work, and it never really gets appreciated in the way. So like, I make sure I take like extra special care to like look at your cosplay and like point out things that I really, really like about it, and just say how amazing like and talented they are, because like everyone's talented, and like no matter if it's just like a small little, I just threw on a wig and some makeup, or like a full outfit, every cosplay is a good cosplay.
Yeah. If I could undermine your compliments, I made that armor 3 years ago for Bronn for Game of Thrones.
It still looks really good though. I really appreciated it, and it looked like you put a lot of really hard work into it. And
unfamiliar with getting compliments?
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? Let me throw this in your face.
What's a compliment? I don't know.
I made a Steven though. I was very proud of that.
Yeah. Everyone should be proud of all the cosplays that they do. And
well,
like,
except for Kyle.
What?
Hmm?
He knows what he did.
Everyone should be proud of whatever cosplays they do. And like, especially because like I'm tattooed and like I'm plus sized, and like it's harder for me to like gather and maintain an audience unless I'm like pulling an Eerie effect and doing lingerie shoots. Like, I feel like people getting promos, like I've watched people skyrocket to their goals of what they wanted to be at because I've featured their cosplays. And like, I've had people with like over 17K followers come to my page and say, hey, could you feature me? And it's really jarring because I'm like, you have 17K followers.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What am I going
to
do?
What am I going to do for you? And like everyone's so thankful. And like, I've had people cry. I've made people's day. Like, I just finished my giveaway, and like, I've made people, like someone straight up cried. And it was really heartwarming, and like I cry every single time. Like, I've had people notice me at cons and be like, wait, that's awesome Taz. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Oh no.
When people recognize us at cons, they yell at us.
Yeah,
really?
That's our fan base. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're mad that we didn't release a podcast or
we
did it late.
We've had quite a few like, +2 comedy. Where have you been?
What have you been doing?
Hey, good to see you, pal.
We yelled at another comedian for you. No, don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Why?
We're friends with them.
Stop.
We love our fans.
We do, but sometimes they're mean to people for us, and we don't. I don't know where that comes from. I don't feel like we're mean.
I wouldn't consider people who follow Awesome Taz fans. I would consider them like friends. I am really
no,
big.
No, we're not friends with any of them.
Be friends with all your fans. Just
no.
Be friends with every single
no.
one.
No. Don't come talk to me.
Come talk to him.
No.
Do it.
Yeah,
you can always
you can
come talk to me.
Yeah. You can.
I love our.
I
fans.
Pretend like I don't like being asked what my favorite D&D class to play is, but I really like that question.
What's your favorite D&D class to play?
Well,
well,
it's when I was younger, it was always a barbarian, and now that I'm an old man, it's a druid. And that's the end of that.
Druids are nice. Druids are nice.
Because anytime I play a role playing game, I just kind of end up living a better version of my life.
Yeah. Like Are you really big into the role play aspect?
Yes, yes. Okay. I realized I was, you know, Stardew Valley at all?
Yes.
I love Stardew Valley. And my dude just, I homebrew a little bit, and I just made a giant brewery.
Amazing.
And I was like, oh, I'm vicariously living the life I want.
I feel.
With my fictional
with
goth
my
wife.
Fictional world.
Yeah.
Big titty goth GF.
Yeah,
yeah.
Abigail? I forget my wife's name. It's fine.
Amazing.
I never see her. I wake up and she's like, I watered the plants. And I'm like, those sprinklers are automatic, you liar.
I always go rogue.
Yeah?
I love stealing.
In Stardew Valley?
No, I don't play Stardew Valley.
I feel like rogue is one of the easier ones to play, too. So, like, if you're not familiar with the game that you're playing or the edition that you're playing, you can be like, I'm going to play a rogue.
Yeah, because you always get to do something.
Now, here's the fun question. What are you guys' favorite classes to play, or your alignments?
I'm always, I never do lawful. I can't bring, unless I'm playing a real one-dimensional, like, paladin kind of guy.
I always say I'm chaotic neutral, because I will always do what is best for my own needs. Not necessarily evil or good, just like, I love playing someone who just wants to steal. That is my favorite thing to do. The last campaign I did, we were rescuing a princess, mm-hmm. and we found her, and I robbed her immediately.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
Yeah, like, that's what I love to do.
I'm running a homebrew for Borderlands right now, and usually I play a bard as their helper, mm-hmm. and their bard is a claptrap.
Nice.
And someone was like, I want to go on an adventure with the claptrap. And I was like, okay, I'm going to roll to put this beast to sleep. And I got a one, and it was just the Windows load-up screen. It was the Windows load-up, no, the AOL load-up screen from, like, the early 90s. And, like, I was like, oh. Currently, the bard that I'm playing right now, or I'm rolling right now, is goals to play Wonderwall. Okay. I have to roll a perfect 20. And you, I have not done it yet. I've been playing this game for 3 years, and I still have not
never played Wonderwall.
I still have yet to play Wonderwall. I've played any other song, just not Wonderwall.
Oh, what a great story.
I was in real life cursed by a witch that I can't remember what the song Wonderwall is. And any time, if I'm not listening to it currently, I believe it goes to the tune of Closing Time.
Amazing.
Wonderwall. You don't have to go now, but this is Wonderwall.
My catchphrase for everything is, so anyways, here's Wonderwall. And then I roll, and I always get it wrong, and it's usually,
That could be Wonderwall. I have no idea.
It's Wonderwall.
There's so much to unpack in what just happened. Did you just say you were actually cursed by a witch?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. I won't worry about
you
it.
You live your life the way you want to.
We have to play a game.
Are we? We didn't talk about.
No,
I don't
we
know.
Did.
Whatever segment fell apart.
Yeah. You actually said instead of doing the segment, let's do this part, and then we did that part,
okay.
And now the part for that segment is over.
So I made a ranger.
Okay.
And I realized that if you make a ranger whose favorite enemy is...
What is that? Oh, my God.
We end all of our podcasts with a game. It's time for host versus guest versus audience. We won this puppet from Jeffrey Michael.
I'm very upset.
Will is very upset.
I need an adult.
If Will wins this game, I will let him keep this.
Oh, no.
So,
why are you puppets?
That is horrifying. Oh, my God.
What? How is he horrifying? He's adorable.
Hey!
Oh, no. I could stay right over there.
Do you not
win
like puppets?
Me.
I hate puppets.
Win me.
Oh, no.
Take me home with you.
Uh-uh.
I'm done. So what did you bring, Maddie?
I brought a riveting base set of Cards Against Humanity.
Fantastic. Nice. Cards Against Humanity. Fantastic prize. Now, to play host versus guest versus audience, we need an audience member, but they need to bring a prize for us to win, since we've brought these amazing prizes. What did you guys bring this week? Is that a Hershey's Gold? It's got peanuts and pretzels in it?
I believe that gets you into the Wonka Factory.
It does. It does. Or the Hershey Factory, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I guess if Wonka's.
Yeah, I've been to the Hershey Factory. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Did you get turned into a blueberry?
No, because I didn't eat the gum. I'm smart enough.
I followed all the rules.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I own half of the Hershey Company. So you are our only possible contestant, so come on up here.
Come on up, my dude. Welcome to the party. Hello.
Oh, my God. So introduce yourself, audience member.
It's me. It's Laura.
Hey, hi, Laura. Thank you so much for coming up here. You know, our guest said she was afraid of that, and mm-hmm. that's why I stopped doing what you're doing.
No, we're going to work as a team.
It's right.
That way they can bond when Will mm-hmm. loses, so it's extra tragic.
Yeah.
No.
Your tragic parting gift.
No. So if Derek Banachek will stop texting me, we're going to play Google Feud.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you part of a Google search. You need to give me the autocomplete for it. And I have the top 10 answers here. So the higher up the board you get, the more points you get. Everyone will get a chance to answer every question. And we will start with Will for the first one.
I just wonder if we had a name.
Who is the world's richest?
The whole thing is who is the world's richest?
Who is the world's richest?
What do you...
Shouldn't have gave him a puppy.
Man?
Man.
solid answer.
That is the number one answer. Good for 10,000 points.
Men Amazing. Win again.
Maddie?
Yes.
Who is the world's richest?
Woman.
That's a good way to go.
I'm gonna go
that is number two. Good for 9,000 points. Laura?
Cat.
Who is the world's richest cat?
Thanks Can you then Google that? Because I'd really like to know.
It's not on there.
Is it Salem?
Natalia's cat is rich.
Who is the world's richest singer? Black woman. Man, that 2016.
Would be Oprah Winfrey.
Author. Person in 2016. Actor. Rapper. Family. And then woman and man.
Cat.
Cat's probably number 11.
That's something we'll look up later.
I assume it's Grumpy Cat.
It's probably Grumpy Cat.
You know what's weird is I can imagine a richest cat, and then when I thought dog, I was like, dog don't have money.
Yeah. It's probably Pusheen.
Maybe
Pusheen's
Garfield.
Not like a real cat, though.
Yeah, but he's still a cat.
No, it's probably Hello Kitty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello Kitty dominates.
I think she owns Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the Empress.
She has her own mascot in, like, the Olympics. So.
That's true.
No Russia, yes, Hello Kitty.
Maddie, we're going to start with you on this one.
Okay.
Cars are too...
expensive.
Expensive. That's the number two answer. Good for 9,000 points. It brings you up to 18,000 points.
I like being number two.
It turns out that a lot of people just complain to Google about stuff. Laura, cars are too...
loud.
Loud. Not on there.
I am not doing great this time.
No, not a good round.
Cars are too small?
Small. Not on there. Cars are too powerful, heavy, fast, big. Cars are too big. They're not too small, they're too big. Dangerous, complex, mainstream. Cars are too mainstream. Cars are
fixed
too,
gear car.
Cars are too expensive in Australia. Expensive and number one is complicated. Cars are too complicated.
Fair.
Right, we'll do one more round. And we're not going to do that one because I don't want to. Because I thought it was dumb.
So usually that means it's racist.
It was just, I did, now I'm on Reddit. This is not what I wanted. Get the puppet away. I'm doing a thing. I have a show to do. Laura, I wish I were a
superhero.
Superhero. Not on there.
I am just failing.
I wish I were a, well,
millionaire.
Millionaire.
He's not spelling it right.
I spelled it right, you stupid puppet. Don't touch my screen. Not on there.
Boo.
I wish I were a cat.
Begins as ends it begins.
Not on there. Strap in, gang.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
I wish I were a butterfly.
Aw.
Boy.
Oh, that's like a Beyonce song.
Princess.
Yeah.
That's if I were a boy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Close
this
enough.
Is, I wish I was. I were a carrot.
No.
Bird.
You could fly.
Unicorn.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Baller.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Yeah, it's probably where they come from.
I'm happy with my height.
Fish. And the number one answer. I wish I were a bar of soap.
Me too. Same. Huh. I relate.
That's probably.
Oh, we have a new thing to look into for our GKE panel.
Yeah, I wish I were a bar of soap. Questions were taken away. Why do people wish they were a bar of soap? And who is the richest cat? But that means with 18,000 points, Madison, you are our winner.
Oh no!
You get a candy bar and a puppet.
Take me home. Oh, we're going to be best friends.
One of those things is terrifying.
No, he's stuck like a goosebump story.
Oh, no. Pain is suffering.
Oh, I love him.
I
don't want to be alive.
Oh, buddy.
Living is agony.
I want to point out when she puts the puppet on, first instinct, do a separate voice.
Yeah, it's just what you want to do.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of someone else.
Oh, here you go. It's all for you. Merry Christmas.
It's the Plus Two Comedy Christmas special.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Mercrith.
It's the Plus Two Comedy Christmas special. This is all nice and stuff.
Merry Candle Night.
Yeah.
Laura, thank you so much for coming up here.
Okay, bye.
Donating your candy. Madison, we got to get out of here. Anything you want to plug?
Follow us on Awesome Taz Cosplay and follow me on Katsu Money Don. Also follow my admins, Suicide Cosplay, Catastrophic Cosplay, and Sad Peach Baby. Follow them because if without them, I would never be here. And follow these guys, Plus Two Comedy, on Instagram because they're cool and they're nice.
And what was the burlesque group?
Pleasant Nightmare Entertainment. They don't need a plug. They're fine. They're fine.
Just trying to help. Will, do you have anything to add?
You can grow a pineapple by putting the top of a pineapple in the ground. And this has been one quick fact about pineapples.
Just getting them from the show, from old episodes of the show.
Goodbye.
Be sure to give us 5 stars on iTunes, 5 stars on Stitcher. Vote for us on podcastland.com. Make us the podcast of the month. Nobody actually does that, but I say it as part of the outro every single time. Follow us on Twitch so you can watch live and chat along with us. Like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. And now, available on Spotify.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah, very fancy. Also, fancy. I Wish I Were a Bar of Soap. It's a song. It's on YouTube. You can check that out as well. Thank you to Net Neutrality for still kind of existing. Hopefully we'll continue to exist. Please bother your congressman. Uh-huh. This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. Thank you guys so much.
Good night.